my son yesterday, because I was volunteering with the hospital in Alberga. He came and saw me at 5 o'clock, and he told me, "Daddy, I'm going to go forward." I didn't know what's forward, because he was near me in the Brega. Yesterday, at around 12 o'clock, we had to evacuate the hospital because we knew that Bishop has been hit. So I came to sleep in Ajdabia. Today, when I was in Ajdabia, I met some of his friends, and they told me the story. Mohammed was five revolutionary, and they decided to go to Bishr. Basically, they decided to go toward the front line. What happened when they got to the front line, and they, because basically they didn't have much weapon other than, you know, normal Krashen. When they were in the fire line, they said that to Mohammed, "Listen, Mohammed, well, there is no way we can fight those guys. You know, they're using all kinds of weapons." And he said to them, "Listen, guys, this is fight for freedom. We either carry on or we might die. You know, what's the point of us sitting there?" So they said to him, "Mohammed, you know, please come us with us. You know, just come." He said to them, "No." So he ended up going straight to the fire line. And that's when he died, you know. He died brave. He died for what he believed. He always say, "Either live free or die," you know, and that's what happened to my son. I'm very proud of him. He's a wonderful guy, very smart, very, very, you know, anybody can wish for, nobody can wish for a better son than him. But he decided, no, his job is not just to be there. His job, he wanted to prove to everybody, especially his friend, that there is nothing that he will go to for freedom. He ended up paying his life for it. And I'm very proud of that. My son and I have to, all of us, we are an American Libyan. And my son had the opportunity to jump on the ship that came to Benghazi because being U.S. citizen and Libyan. And he said to me, "Father, no, I don't want to leave back to the States. I have a job here to do." And that's what he wanted. He wanted to fight for the freedom of the people so that they can live normal life. And I will carry on, and I will do anything to show to the world that the people who are fighting, not like what he said, they are drug addicts, and they are alcoholic, and they are Al-Qaeda. This is absolutely not true. You know, I know my son. He's a scout leader. He studied up to second medical school. Very polite. Nothing to do with that. But unfortunately, this bloody government, that's what I call it. I mean bloody because they are bloody government. That's what they try to show to the world, that they are, we are not, you know, those people are just criminals. And that's absolutely not true.